Next!
We have a long-time friend of the Nerdalogs and of your stories, Katie Keener.
So yeah, Alex kind of stole my thunder a little bit, because as soon as he was doing a poem, I was like, ooh, literary things, I'm a nerd in that, and then I learned he was doing the poem, so I'm just going to tell a personal story. Boring. No. But I'll start off with a reference. I read the entire Hitchhiker's Guide, and they said that the towel is the most massively useful thing an interstellar hitchhiker can have. At the time, I was like, really? Really? And now I tend to agree, and I will reveal why. A couple weeks ago, I went to have dinner with one of my best friends, Allison, who's Alex's wife, in case anyone's not aware. So he's married, everybody. And I... quick fact about me, I really hate rain, so whenever I leave the apartment, really every single time I check the weather like it's my job, if it is 30% or above, I bring an extra umbrella. By extra, I mean an additional umbrella to the one that I already always bring with me. this is how much I hate rain. Charlie Madsen last month said, you know, you guys seem really cool. Everybody seems pretty type B. I almost wanted to raise my hand and be like, excuse me, I'm not. Sorry. I'm type A, decidedly. But in my exuberance for this particular dinner, I didn't want to be too late, and I left without even my backup umbrella. So that being said, you know where it rains a lot is Washington State. I looked it up, and it's the highest precipitation in the continental U.S., not including Hawaii and Alaska, because, I mean, who does? Another knock to Charlie. and my sister is actually moving there, as I found out recently. A little bit about my sister. She has a quality that is particularly impressive, considering she came from the same family as me, and that is that she's emotionally stable. She and Alex are probably two of the most even-tempered people that I know. Like, he gets mad, but I'm never worried that it'll get to a scary point. I don't know, personally. But yeah, she's amazing. She's a powerhouse. She is intelligent. She's hilarious. She's a bigger feminist than me, I'd argue. She's independent. She went to UNC Asheville. She did wilderness training. She became a leader. She's certified in wilderness medicine. I try to stay away from wilderness whenever possible. She was a bio major, but she's an amazing artistic person. She's an amazing painter. She's a violinist, and she plays with the Blue Ridge Orchestra there. Her career choices have included FBI, EMT, and now she wants to be a pilot. So she's fucking amazing, but she's in love with an idiot. So here's the quick rundown of their relationship. They've been together a year and a half. She's been supporting him for at least a year, rent-wise, utilities-wise, food-wise. She's been going to school, so it's been off of her student loans, which she'll have to pay for the rest of her fucking life, and also supplemented from my mother's wallet. And it's like, you can take Aaron's money as much as you want. You start taking from my mom's wallet, you're fucking with me, bro. Like, that is my inheritance you're taking? That's a problem. So, that aside, this guy has been fired 4 times in the last year. 4. They've all been his fault. I actually had to update this since 3 weeks ago when I actually wrote this. It was an additional time. He is also possessive to an crazy degree. He doesn't like it when she hangs out with anyone who has a penis. If she's ever hanging out with male friends, he's always texting her, trying to also hang out with them, and after a while, she's become passive about it because she loves him. He is a... Oh, over Thanksgiving, he came to stay with us. He came out to be a conspiracy theorist and a libertarian. And I was like, okay, you're living off of food stamps. Where do you think they come from? Magical, privately funded fairies? I think there's a contradiction there. The best thing is that Aaron graduated this year from college, arguably one of the most important times of a young person's life. Me and my family were there. We expected Matt to be there. We called him like 10 times. He didn't show up. He never came. And we found out that he got drunk. Okay. Then we had lunch. He seemed fine. And I was like, okay. Turns out he didn't want to hang out with our mom. All right, I don't want to hang out with her either, but I have to. So that's expected of you too, dude. And that night, he was expected to be the DD for my sister on her special day. He decided he got a headache and threw the keys at her and stormed out of the bar. He made her cry on her graduation day. Then later in the year, he decided he wanted to move to Washington after he got true jobs miraculously. And he told her this, you know, in a restaurant, and, when she responded like a practical human being and was like, so how are you planning to do that? We don't really have enough money to be moving. He was like, you're too practical, and stormed out. So the things that this guy is doing to her just really makes me angry. So he is bringing her to Washington. Back to the dinner. So we have a lovely dinner. It starts to rain, of course. It starts pouring. It is raining so hard. I'm making any excuse to try to stay at this dinner. I'm like, Allison, you want another drink or anything? Are you sure? No, she's good. I'm like, well, the best way to get home is to walk. So I just fucking walked through the rain, and it, you feel like, this probably hasn't happened to me in a very long time, that I was actually like, just fuck it, I'm just gonna walk through the rain, not try to run or avoid it or anything. I got soaked. I just kept smiling the whole way, and I just felt like a crazy person. I just started kind of laughing, so I was like, I'm just this, fuck, man, I got totally wet. Yeah. The last time I can remember that I got completely soaked from rain was at Governor's School in North Carolina. This was 10 years ago. And I just remember I was so ready and open to life and all the possibilities it had for me and all the shit that it was going to throw at me. And no matter how many umbrellas you have on you, I guess sometimes you're just gonna get wet. My sister is going to get rained on. She's going to get rained on really hard. When I came home, I'd use a towel to dry myself off. I realized it's true use. She's going to get rained on literally and figuratively. And when she's done with that, I'll be waiting for her with a towel. The rain's out there. You can't stop it. So quickly, I wanted to mention to Alex and Allison, you know, as someone that's had to start over and has moved to a bunch of different places, it's going to be hard. The first year is going to be really hard, but you guys have already bested the rest of us and are great people already and have found each other and have married each other. And it's going to rain, but there are people here that have towels for you whenever you need it. Okay.
I don't think that Allison and I have ever been in any sort of situation where we haven't had you guys' towels. Katie's right. The rain comes all the time. Life is unpredictable at the very least. And if there's anything that Elsa and I are apprehensive about is that we're leaving this towel-rich environment. to the fucking arid high desert of Denver. And that said, we left the dryer tears on sandstone rocks.